The University of Chicago is welcoming new students to campus by warning they might hear things that might make them uncomfortable. A letter sent by the school this week tells incoming freshmen the university does not support so-called trigger warnings as part of its commitment to freedom of expression. NPR's David Shaper reports some students are taken aback by the approach, while others say that's exactly what they want at the university.
Dear Class of 2020 student, the welcome letter from the University of Chicago's Dean of Students to incoming freshmen begins. It goes on to explain the university's commitment to freedom of expression and inquiry. Students are encouraged to speak, write, listen, challenge, and learn without fear of censorship. And that means the school, quote, does not support so-called trigger warnings to alert students to upcoming discussions or speakers that they might find offensive. The University of Chicago won't cancel controversial speakers. And it, quote, does not condone the creation of intellectual safe spaces where individuals can retreat from ideas and perspectives at odds with their own.
This is really exciting. You're coming to an amazing institution.
That's law professor Jeffrey Stone explaining the intent of the letter to incoming freshmen, which was based on a report from a faculty committee he chaired on freedom of expression and academic freedom. He says the University of Chicago has a long history of standing for those principles.
And we've been deeply committed to the notion that we're here to learn from one another and to learn from the world and to study things and to figure out the answers. And the best way to do that is to hear all sides of everything.
I think it's an excellent thing.
Political science professor Charles Lipson says too many campuses are shutting down discussions or speeches that some might find uncomfortable or offensive. Across town, for example, DePaul University canceled an appearance by conservative blogger Mila Yiannopoulos last spring because of protests. And Lipson notes several other schools have had similar controversies.
I think universities have allowed students and faculty who want to suppress speech free rein. They've rolled over and they have not stood up for what ought to be a basic value of universities, which is to encourage free speech.
On campus, the challenge to hear and share different points of view is exactly what 16-year-old prospective student Ellie Carter of Ashland, Oregon is looking for.
I can't understand why a college campus would be the kind of place where people would police uncomfortable topics or topics that should be, like, this is the place that they should be having that discussion at.
Ellie's mom, Kathy Carter, agrees.
I want her exposed to more things, not to less things.
But the Carters also say trigger warnings can be important on some topics for some students. And that's a concern of graduate student Kelsey Stilton as well.
It's a little in your face for the very first day of school.
Stilton wishes the administration chose better terminology to reflect its commitment to free speech.
Because the word trigger warning and the word safe space also imply something for people that have been in abusive or traumatic situations.
University of Chicago officials say professors still can provide trigger warnings and safe spaces if they choose. And they promise a lot more discussion when students arrive on campus and classes begin at the end of next month. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.